503, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful day. Boy, I just had to venture out of the former Plaque Shack. I haven't come up with a new name for it. I apologize. I would spend a lot of time on that, but I'm spending a lot of time on other stuff. I got other stuff I'm doing, can I tell you? But all of that being said, it's gorgeous. No, I wouldn't slip up and say the, it's Friday Eve is what it is. But no, the weather is great. I'm just here to tell you that if you get the opportunity, please, please go and enjoy it. Sit out on your Arkadeck deck and gaze at your yard, figure out what your backyard dream is, and reach out to Spencer Monroe and look to that side of your yard where you should have a picture-perfect shed and think, huh, I really should call Ryan over at picture-perfect sheds. You know, I'm just saying, those are things that you might want to do. All right, we've got my buddy Dr. Keith Amblo is going to join us at 5:33. And, Jerm, you said that Keith wanted to chat about a couple of things we don't normally talk about. Okay. And you also said you sent it to me, and I don't see it. So if you would resend whatever it was that the good doctor wanted to chat about, I would appreciate it. Oh, and we're coming up on the 12-hour anniversary of Jeremy being in place at the Radio Factory. Yeah. Kid you not. He's been there since 5:30 this morning, and today actually is National Relaxation Day. How do I know that today is National Relaxation Day? Because I got an email from Tommy Bahama reminding me that today would be a good day to relax and buy more stuff from Tommy Bahama. So poor Jerm has been working over it. You're not doing it again tomorrow, are you? No, no. You need to take a nap or something. 833-804-1140. That is our Chronic Care of Richmond text line. 833-804-1140. Okay. There is some serious stuff that we have got to deal with, and I do want to try and get through all of it. We'll remind you that over in England, the United Kingdom, remember them? Our former British overlords? They do not have freedom of speech. They do not have a First Amendment. They allude to it, but every right that you might have in the United Kingdom, given to you not by God, but by the government of the United Kingdom, which means that the government of the United Kingdom can take them away any damn time they want. And they're in the process of doing that. The other day we had a bunch of sound from British police saying, we are monitoring social media. And we're going to lock people up if they're saying things we don't like. And I got so much pushback from people who were trying to convince me that there's just nothing at all to it. Oh, you're just trying to fan the flames and flame the fans. And well, here, we just had somebody arrested in the United Kingdom because on the interwebs, they had posted, quote, anti-establishment rhetoric. Wayne O'Rourke is the guy's name. He appeared in magistrate's court. He did not enter a plea. He will appear at the Crown Court tomorrow. 40 years old, and he has been arrested because he posted, and I quote here, anti-establishment rhetoric. What does that mean? Well, it means, apparently, that he was against something that the establishment was in favor of. Now, you would think that that would not be something you could be arrested for. Well, you couldn't be arrested for that in the United States, right? Because we have a First Amendment that protects speech with which we disagree. Although Kamala Harris's running mate, that Tim Walz, says otherwise.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
Actually, there is. Actually, sir, while you were busy running from combat, many of us were paying attention to this, and we learned that the First Amendment actually protects speech with which we disagree, or speech that we might term disinformation or misinformation. Now, I know it pains you because you are a Marxist, and as a good, upstanding Marxist, you don't want people to speak freely. You don't want people to think freely. But in fact, we in the United States have protections. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons is now dialing back their support for genital mutilation. Oh, otherwise known as, quote, gender affirming care. Here's what is going on, and here's what's prompted the 11,000 members of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons start weighing in on this. They are being sued by people who are, quote, detransitioning. So these terrible people performed these castrations, mastectomies, other sorts of mutilation upon children because the child at age 8 said, oh, well, I know I look like a boy, but I'm really a girl, so take that off. Or the 12-year-old girl who said, well, I think I'm really a boy, so take these off. So they did. And now that those children have aged a couple of years, guess what's happened? Many of them have said, I'm not really something else. I'm just me. And I had questions, but God, you amputated stuff that I might need now. So how do we deal with that issue in the United States? We sue. And many members now of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons are facing lawsuits as a result of this, and it has forced them to go back and re-examine all of this. Wow. Yeah. Again, the organization that represents about 11,000 members in the United States and Canada told a reporter recently, quote, they have not endorsed any organization's practice recommendations for the treatment of adolescents with gender dysphoria. So what they're talking about, you would think, would be the so-called World Professional Association of Transgender Health. Anyone who signs on to the World Professional Association of Transgender Health will see that it is, to put it mildly, a radical organization, but is also scandal-plagued. The American Society of Plastic Surgery also says, and I'm going to quote here, there is considerable uncertainty as to the long-term efficacy for the use of chest and genital surgical interventions. The existing evidence base is low quality. Wow. Well, I don't know. Can you get a refund? I guess you can. I guess you can get your money back. You just can't get your moneymaker back. That's the way that works. Putting down a rabid dog. Who said that and why? A woman by the name of Christine Page. I didn't know who she was either until I saw the headline, Putting Down a Rabid Dog. She's a member of a town board in New York. And she posted on, was it Facebook? Let me see. I think it was Facebook. She posted the following. Yeah, quote. I should point out the time frame. President Trump was shot. Remember that? I mean, I know where they're scrubbing it, but yeah, you and I watched it. He was shot. And she wrote on Facebook, she put a post up about the attempted assassination. Quote, I have seen no credible proof that he's a human being. Maybe you know something we don't. To me, it would be akin to putting down a rabid dog. That's a local town official in New York talking about the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump. Isn't that disgusting? It's absolutely vile. But there it is. There it is. Yeah. What else would you like to chat about? You want to talk about the fact that Kamala Harris is quite literally the reason that taxes are now imposed on tips? She cast the deciding vote on that. And she's the one who voted for, what, 81,000 new IRS agents who were specifically going after people who worked for a living, including a large chunk of people who have tip income. Yeah. So, I mean, I know we're really, really busy right now rewriting history. I know we're really busy right now scrubbing history. But for those of us who have a memory, I mean, maybe it's a little bit like being the guy from Pepperidge Farm, right? Because I remember. I know what they've done. I know when they've done it. And I am going to continue reminding you of it for as long as possible. No guarantees on that, but for as long as possible. It's very twisted. Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Oh, how can I forget Joe Biden? You remember him, our presidential meat puppet. We thought he was acting as president, and apparently somebody else is acting as president. But he was asked about inflation, which he and Kamala Harris created. What did he say to a reporter? Cut number three.
U.S. beat inflation, Mr. President.
Yes, yes, yes. I told you we're going to have a soft landing. We're going to have a soft landing. My policies are working. Start writing that way, okay?
And, Mr. President,
anyway,
thank you so much.
Yeah, let's start right now. A soft landing. Food prices are up 25% plus since this nitwit has held the title of President of the United States. You can't afford to feed your family anymore. Yeah, well, absolutely. Here comes the soft landing. You'll be landing on big piles of money that used to be worth something, but with hyperinflation, you just have to take a big wheelbarrow full of them down to the supermarket. What could possibly go wrong? 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.